Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Again, here on the DJV program, let's take a chance, shall we? Let's think about things in a different context. Nothing good comes without taking a little bit of risk here and there. Look at all the gains that we've had in society if people hadn't risked. I mean, sometimes different things come out of what you know, how many different, I don't want to use drugs as an example, but foods, different products that have come from somebody starting to look at trying to get to this position, and instead they get over here. I think plastic came that way, didn't it? Isn't there, not that we all think that plastic is that, it's helped us a lot, but I think we're looking for other ways to care for food and foodstuffs. But I think that was a mistake. And there are a lot of things that have happened that have been developed, and thoughts perhaps are the same. I learned a lot from listening to the two ladies here on the program, and I hope they learned from me. We all have different points of view. We take a chance every day going on the air and saying what we speak, especially in this time, in this age, in this era of people not wanting to hear from another point of view. So I congratulate all those of you who are stalwart enough to stick around and listen to what actually it is that we're thinking, and not block us out because you hear something that maybe doesn't agree with what you're thinking, what you think is right. Having said that, a lot American Family Farmer Show. Doug Steffen back again with a very clear understanding of what's going on. I'm becoming more and more convinced every day.
Fauci indicated that the next 2 weeks are pretty critical because we are still very much a part of wave one of the coronavirus. This isn't the second wave yet, at least according to these medical professionals who've been monitoring it. But he did say that it's not just blowing optimistic smoke, that they are very close to a vaccine. There are several tests already underway, and he expects that a vaccine, at least in its preliminary form, will be available before the end of the year. And that's pretty remarkable because typically it takes years and years and years for a vaccine to be developed. So that's good news because I've talked to a lot of people in my social circles. I mean, I'm going out there. I'm being as personally responsible as I can. But there are a lot of people who say that they will not get back to normal. They will not go out until there is a vaccine or a better treatment. So I think that's really for our recovery as a country, it's such a huge component of that. But there are some related stories, too, that I thought were just sort of interesting. And I guess they're maybe victims of the coronavirus. The first is a survey of drivers in the United Kingdom. And this survey found that one-fifth of those drivers returning to the road now after lockdown conditions are starting to lift have actually forgotten how to drive. The Sun reports this. That over a quarter of drivers in the United Kingdom have stalled their vehicles. One in five have scraped their wheels on the curb or neglected to use their turn signal. Of the 2,000 respondents in the survey, which was done by the car company Hyundai, they said that they had forgotten things like turning on the ignition, which side their gas cap is on, and even what all the pedals do.
Good
so
heavens.
The top 10 mistakes that drivers are making after being on lockdown. And Victoria, I think this is true for you. You weren't really getting out there and driving very much. I mean, I had to drive every day, so this wasn't necessarily for me. But
I did,
you're staying
definitely.
Home.
Yeah, I felt a little of this. You know, the first time I drove, I was like, oh, did I forget how to drive?
Really? What do?
I remember saying that to myself.
Wow.
So here are the most common mistakes. People not putting their seatbelt on, not shutting the door properly, forgetting how to turn the ignition on, forgetting where the gas cap was, not checking their mirrors. Some of them had to carefully think about what each pedal does, scrape wheels on the curb, forgot to put their turn signal on, struggled to parallel park, that's just me every day, and stalled. So those are...
Well, the stalling part is because most people drive stick shift in England,
manual,
so that's the stalling part. So that makes sense, because if you haven't done that in a long time, then, that can be a little clunky getting back into it. But, I feel like I was a little... I was probably overly sensitive to making sure I was looking around and checking my mirrors really vigilantly, because
that's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, but it kind of made me feel. Jen's totally right. I didn't drive for, I don't know, maybe close to a month, and that was just a long time to not be behind the wheel. Thank God I didn't try to parallel park.
You know, you go on vacation and you take advantage of mass transit and you don't drive, and then all of a sudden you get back home and you're like, whoa, wait a second, how do I
know that? It's so foreign. Everybody has a different experience. I've been driving since I was 9 years old, and to me, sliding into the seat of my car, my truck or tractor or something just seems like like riding a bike or learning how to swim. You know how those things, once you learn them, you never forget them? It's foreign to me, but cars are not as important, or moving vehicles are not as important to many people's lives as they are to mine. So it's all how you kind of experience it. But I hear those stories and I'm sort of chuckling to myself. But then remembering the first time I ever drove in England, which was 1971, how I went around the roundabouts the wrong way before, wait a minute, I got to be on this side of the road. Yes.
That happens. Last year alone, there were so many families, and most of them were American, who were killed in Ireland for going the wrong way
on the road.
It's something,
it's hard to get used to.
Lewis and I were in Ireland a couple of years ago, that was the first time that I had ever driven myself, because normally just family drove us around. So we rented a car, and that was me doing that for the first time, and I was a little scared. Yeah. But you do pick up on it pretty quickly, but you could easily see how someone can get onto
if you're not
a major motorway going the wrong way.
Yeah. So my Ireland story, and then there's one more piece of this coronavirus story. I went to Ireland, I think it was in 2015, and I took my grandparents and my mom, and so I was the one who was driving. And the very first day, we had a long flight. We didn't really sleep. The first day, it was like, trying to figure it out and navigate. And we were actually in Dublin at that point. We weren't out in the countryside. It was just irritating. And the car kept going, auga, auga. And we couldn't figure out why the car was making this noise. Well, it turns out, like on day five, we figured out that every time somebody had set the navigation, anytime you went by a church or a school, the thing would go off. And that's all Ireland is churches and schools. But in any case, getting out the first day, it was rough. But then you kind of, figure it out. By day two or three, I was driving on one of the country roads in Ireland. I'm like, I got this. Think about how far you've come. I'm thinking this inside my head. Literally out of nowhere, a cat, and I'm going, 100, a cat comes out. Nowhere, and I ran over.
Yeah, you're driving.
Just as I was celebrating what a great driver I was.
Yeah. You were murdered in another country.
My mom said it was suicidal, though, so it's okay. But it took a long time when I came back
to
the country. Yeah, it took a long time to get used to driving like an American again. All right, so the other victim, I suppose, of the coronavirus, we talk a lot about the shortages. Remember, it was the toilet paper and the paper towels, the hand sanitizer. All of that seems to be getting back to normal now in the grocery store. But there's another shortage, and that's pocket change, apparently. Banks around the United States say they're running low on nickels, dimes, quarters, and pennies. And the Federal Reserve, which supplies those banks, has been forced to ration scarce supplies. They said it was a pretty big surprise. Nobody was expecting it. I guess the bank typically dispenses 400 to 500 rolls of pennies each week. But under that rationing order, the allotment was cut down to 100 rolls because they're the same cutbacks on nickels, dimes, and quarters. So I guess people are not out there using their money in a retail environment as much. And so there's now this shortage of coins. Yeah.
Because we were told not to use any change or cash. Just use a card. Apple Pay or whatever.
Oh, because you don't want to touch it. Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
One other COVID Chinese government virus story. Go to Germany. They're, I guess, part of Germany is back under lockdown because of the next outbreak. This goes right to a meatpacking plant. Hello. How much of that conversation do we still need to have? Apparently a lot of it. Officials in North Rhine, Westphalia, announcing that the entire district is going to be locked down until the end of the month. 360,000 people live in this district under the new restriction. Schools, non-essential businesses, all completely shut down. Restaurants allowed to serve take-out food. Gatherings of more than two are banned, except if you're in a family group, people who live together. 7,000 people who work at this meatpacking facility are going to be self-quarantining. 1,500 of them tested positive for the virus. Why do some people use Facebook just to start a war of words? We had that discussion on the program, and it's now shown up as our clip of the day. Anger on social media. You can get that at djvshow.com just to get our take on it, if you will. And you can listen to the whole program every day, all day. It's available for you. You're actually doing it live. Listen to it when it's convenient for you at djvshow.com.
Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
We're here to tell you about Boost Mobile's new upgraded network.
That's right. Stronger signal, faster speeds, and more coverage.
So now you can get everything you want faster, like Pitbull's music.
No, the new upgraded network means you can download music faster than ever before. It doesn't mean that it will make Pitbull songs faster.
Oh, so this isn't the song.
No, this is the song.
This is embarrassing.
Step up with Boost Mobile's new upgraded network. Stronger signal, faster speeds, more coverage than before. Switch and get four unlimited lines for $25 per line per month and four free LG K51 phones. Access to upgraded network requires compatible device. New customers only. Four-line offer requires at least one port and activation from eligible carrier. Free phone limited to one per line while supplies last. Customers using more than 35 gigabytes of data during billing cycle may be deprioritized during times of congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel, modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences actually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm not of a mind to tell you that I recognize all of these various female singers, and maybe the male singers today, because they sound a lot alike, only to me, maybe not the discerned ear. Like, can you always tell when Taylor Swift is singing, ladies?
This is yeah, great, I mean, yeah.
But I can't not hear the song and not think about the goat. Every time I hear the song, I always think about the goat.
About the what?
You guys don't know what I'm talking about?
This is the song.
The goat sang too. There was a viral video that went around when the song came out, and when she says "trouble," when you walked in, and it like breaks. There's a goat that makes this awful sound that these people
goat.
Online. Yeah, it's okay. Just funny. Hard to explain. You have to say it, but I always think about the goat when I hear the song.
Gotta be there. Pride Live announcing the lineup for a special Stonewall Day streaming event airing this Friday from 12:45 p.m. to 3 o'clock Eastern on Logo's Facebook and YouTube pages. Guests will be Taylor Swift, Demi Lovato, Cynthia Erivo, Kesha, Katy Perry, George Takei, Donatella Versace, Chelsea Clinton. That's an interesting lineup of people, isn't it? Huh?
It is.
In addition to celebrating the anniversary of the historic Stonewall riots of 1969. The event also falls on the fifth anniversary of the historic Supreme Court ruling in Obergefell versus Hodges for marriage equality. I've got to take that for a gay wedding. Is that, that was the gay wedding day in the Supreme Court? Is that right?
The Marriage Equality Act. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Proceeds from the Stonewall Day stream will go toward LGBTQ organizations most affected by the virus, according to the organizers. Nearly all in-person Pride events for June 2020, including New York's annual Pride Parade to commemorate the Stonewall riots, have been canceled. On the 25th, the day before the Pride event, Pose. I don't know. Pose is a group.
It's a show on TV. It's a show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's Billy Porter. We've talked about him before. He's the star of Pose.
Okay. And he and MJ Rodriguez will participate in She's a Riot, which is a three-hour virtual march and rally in support of the Marsha P. Johnson Institute and the LGBTQ People of Color movement. All right. Some of that stuff I'm familiar with, some not, so I learned a little bit there myself. 25, almost 26 after the hour of the DJV program, Jennifer Victoria, you and me now in our musical section of this hour focused on some things going on in our country as we get closer to the 4th of July Independence Day, even though some of them being canceled or slimmed down. iHeart's is going into the homes of several country performers for a new television special. The iHeart Country 4th of July Barbecue airs on Friday a week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the CW Network. Performances by Kane Brown, Laura Elena, Old Dominion, hosted by Bobby Bones, who is an iHeart radio personality. The special features each of the artists that I just mentioned performing some of their hits in their own backyard. An interesting idea. In addition to airing as a television broadcast, the program will stream as an audio broadcast on a lot of the iHeart Country radio stations around the country and then replay through the 4th of July holiday weekend. In normal years, Nashville hosts one of the nation's largest Independence Day events. It's a big block party that routinely draws thousands to downtown for music, big fireworks display. Lauren Elena wrapped up her sporting gig on Blake Shelton's Heroes and Friends tour a bit early, and her Getting Good EP was released in March. And then, let's see here, Kane Brown released the song Worldwide Beautiful, urging unity and togetherness in response to all the protesting. 28 past the hour.
If I'm gonna be famous, girl, I wanna be famous with you. We got our own little groove. I don't wanna be a one-man band.
For James Whelan, being diagnosed with a common skin cancer called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, came as a surprise. James had never thought a little spot on his skin could be serious, but it was.
I was looking out for irregular moles, but what I thought was just an infected pimple turned out to be advanced CSCC, and it had already spread deep into my skin and through my shoulder and into my chest.
James was among the nearly 75% of Americans not familiar with CSCC. Although often cured when caught at an earlier stage, in some cases, CSCC can progress and become serious. After his diagnosis, James learned the importance of being proactive with his skin health.
I had multiple surgeries and other types of treatment, but when the CSCC progressed, I had to work with my team of doctors to figure out my options.
This summer, know the facts about advanced CSCC. Visit skincancer.org/CSCCfacts to learn more. This is sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
America's adversaries should know, and they should have no doubt, that any targeting of U.S. forces by Russians, by anyone else, will face a very swift and deadly response.
That's Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney. And USA's Chris Barnes in Washington says many in the nation's capital are upset.
After a Capitol briefing yesterday referring to reports that Russia put bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan, President Trump has called the reports a hoax, and the White House says that President Trump has never been briefed on any such intelligence. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the safety of American forces abroad is an issue of paramount importance.
This president's entire focus on rebuilding this military. His goal is to make sure every man and woman is safe.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
A breathing expert is shooting down some myths about masks, USA's Tim Berg reports.
A new study from the Pew Research Center says 65% of U.S. adults say they have personally worn a mask in a store or a business in the past month. There still are some people, though, who are against wearing masks and think they don't need to wear them or feel they don't help or not effective when it comes to fighting the coronavirus pandemic. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Paul DeTuro. He's a breathing performance specialist, and one of the things we discuss is the effectiveness of masks.
I do think people should be wearing a mask. At the very worst case scenario, you are minorly inconvenienced, and it is highly likely that you're helping to stop the spread of the virus and infect others.
DeTuro also tackles some of the falsehoods we're seeing regarding masks.
As far as the myths that are running around, how it affects your breathing. Yes, it absolutely does affect how you breathe, but not in the way that people think it does. It doesn't change your oxygen levels. In fact, your body has no receptors that tell you how much oxygen is inside your body. It only knows how much carbon dioxide. Some people are worried that they're too high a level of carbon dioxide, but the truth is, for most masks, it forces people to breathe quicker than they normally do, more rapidly in a hyperventilation pattern, and they actually breathe out more carbon dioxide than they're supposed to. Their carbon dioxide levels drop.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you get into
34 at the hour now on the DJV program, being on the radio is something that I have been fighting for years. I could have given up any number of years ago, but I have the entrepreneurial spirit, and that's something today that is not an easy, thing. I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm patting other entrepreneurs, actually, on the back, because under the circumstances with the realities that we've all faced in the past 4, 5, 6 months, anybody who had a small business, anybody who stuck by their beliefs that they could do whatever it is that they do better than other people, there was a real need for the services or for whatever it was. This program and the other things that I produce, the other radio shows that I do, there's nobody else doing the kind of stuff that I do. And so I believe that's worth fighting for. And it isn't all about money. The personal challenge. Maybe I've been, Jennifer was talking a little earlier about my quirkiness, but I do believe that we, if it's something that you believe strongly in, no matter what it is, you stick with it. You need to have that value. If you don't have something really strong in your life, family, friends, politics, religion, business, whatever it is, everybody needs one thing in his or her life you value.
among above anything else. It's something in your life to fight for. Imagine living your life, Victoria, Jennifer, without having at least one thing to fight for, the person that you love, whatever it is. If you don't have that in your life, what in the world is the use of living?
So how does right.
If you think about it that way, my heavens, it just is so amazing.
My parents have always, ever since I was a kid, it was drilled into my head, no matter what you do, you got to have a purpose. So
make sure,
follow a passion, that's fine, do whatever you want to do, you know, in a career, but make sure you have a purpose.
Early on, Jennifer, how many times have you heard me say this? I have said on the radio, I have said in my business at the farm, I am here to help. We are all here to help. Some people get it, some people don't. But I believe when I was asked once by somebody, it was a conversation on the kitchen floor, somebody I cared very much about, looked at me, she was very frustrated with her life, and looked at me and said, I don't understand why I'm here. I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know.
That's sad. There's a lot of people who feel like that.
Yeah. Yes, it is sad.
But you know what I think is interesting? I don't mean to start waterworks, but I think one observation I've made about you is that because, Zeggy, you had a rough childhood, a rough upbringing, and a tough youth, that I think the radio fulfills you so much because you kind of create a family for yourself. Like, we all are part of the family, and I think it kind of creates that sense of belonging and that sense of family that maybe you were missing out on. And I think that's why people find themselves attached to programs like this, because it's not about shouting down philosophies, more about having conversations even when we don't agree, but it's like sitting around a family table almost.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's very astute.
You should keep her around. She's pretty smart.
If I'm not astute.
Well, it's under the circumstances. I think that's why I value my children as much as I do, and my grandson. Yeah.
Yep. I also think that, you know, this has been really hard for you to not see them and be physically with them. And I think that this is affecting a lot of people. You know, I was at a salon yesterday for the first time, and it felt like a foreign experience. And the girl who does my hair has two kids who are in, you know, sixth grade. And she said it was so hard for them at first to not be around their friends. And the isolation is hard for kids. And Dr. Fauci talked about that when he testified on Tuesday, that kids need to get back in school. It's detrimental. And it's been hard on older people, too. If they're not living with their families, my parents lived 15 minutes away. My mom practically cries once a week on the phone that that she can't see us. And we see them once a week. We're there in the backyard.
Because you feel like you're wasting life. You know, life is so precious and you're not really living it. It's really tough. And
it's hard on a lot of people.
About the kids, because I look at Jeff's kids, and already kids nowadays are predisposed to go to social media and to isolate with those devices, right? That's just what people are doing more of.
Yeah.
And I wonder about them, because they were missing. They used to have play dates all the time. That's over now. They haven't been seeing other kids.
Yeah.
And so thankfully they have each other. But I always think, like, gosh, as an only child, how does that...
This would have been hard for you,
is it going to make it more? Is it going to make it more awkward for them when they do eventually start socializing again? Have we changed the way kids are going to behave now permanently?
You know,
I don't know. A lot of questions.
Interesting you say that, because Miles, my grandson, we were on FaceTime last night, and he'd gone back to school on Monday, and it was like he was a different person.
Yeah.
He was so excited to see his friends. The phone, he was eating an ice cream, and he said, Gramps, guess what this is? And I looked at it, I said, looks like chocolate ice cream. And he said, yeah, and we made it. At school, the teacher taught them how to make ice cream, among other things. And
he's been allowed back to school. Is it like
that's one of the things that Megan and Matthew have thought long and hard about, and they think it's much better for him. The kids are wearing masks.
I agree. I totally
much
agree.
Better for
I just know LA.
And he, right. Yeah, but he, but this is a school. It's a surgery at UCLA, and they're pretty progressive. To follow up on what, excuse me, you just said, the business about what we're doing, we have ruined, in my mind, a generation with these damn devices, so that to the point where people don't think for themselves. We follow the leader. We don't think for ourselves. We don't think independently. So there's this whole thing here, at least in Massachusetts, I think in California and many other places, whether or not schools should even reopen this fall. And whether you think it's dangerous or not, if things are handled properly, there's nothing more important than getting these kids back into a situation where there is social. The social connection, interaction, if you will, we do a great disservice. We so found ourselves following along the Pied Piper, whoever the Pied Piper may be, the CDC, or the, you know, we're following the guidelines of the, I was making plane arrangements last night, I'm looking at the American website, we're following all the guidelines, like these guys were gods, like nobody else had a thought, or nobody, I mean, I understand, keep the plane clean, wear gloves, wear masks, okay, that's smart.
I also saw American made an announcement, they're going back to full capacity on the planes.
Yes, they are. Yep.
That seems like that's a mistake, but
well,
okay.
Listen, you see what happens. A lot of the others,
try
I know.
Try not to get on one of those flights.
Well, I'm not going to sit in the back, no matter what. Even if I had to pay for a seat up front, I would because I don't want to be that confined, frankly. And that's, you know, that's part of it. But they've got on their website, they've got these diagrams of how the planes have been reworked so that the air circulates this way and that way and another way, and then washing the tables and stuff they should have been doing all along,
yeah.
Frankly. So, but anyway, back to schools reopening and what we need to be thinking about, the social ramifications. There may be disagreement on this, there probably is, as to the severity of the virus now that it's mutated 18 or 19 times, literally it has. It's not as serious as it was in terms of being lethal. It's still dangerous and still not something that you want to get if you can help it, but you don't want to get a lot of things. And we still live our lives. Some people aren't smart enough not to eat better, so they get heart disease. Or they do things that expose themselves to Roundup and they get cancer. You know, all those things. If we keep people away from every danger, then there is no life at all. And these kids, everybody needs to experience life. But, you know, the practical side, we were talking, Victoria and I, off the air, the bottom of the hour, about what's polite. Even if it didn't do all the things that some might say it does, wearing a mask, it is polite in our society to think of others. And that's really kind of what distancing is about, and it isn't. It's a little thing.
But I actually take it a little. I take it more seriously. Like I said, I was at the salon yesterday for the first time in 3.5 or 4 months, and
I bet you look beautiful now.
Oh, well, thanks. They have my 4-inch roots are gone. So they do a temperature check before you're allowed in, and they have distancing amongst the chairs and everything in the salon. And Alyssa, the girl who does my hair, she and I are friendly, and so we were talking about that case. I think it was in Wisconsin. Remember, Jen, you and I talked about this, the Great Clips, that salon. Great Clips is a chain. It's a cheap chain.
Yeah, the two people who had coronavirus and they didn't pass it on, right?
Yeah, so the two stylists had the virus, and they had very strict sort of everyone had to wear a mask going in and out, and not a single client out of
the. Did they know they had the virus?
Yes, they knew that they had tested.
Really?
Yeah, they knew that they had it. I think they had mild symptoms. They were able to work, and so 100-some clients went through the doors, and not a single person got it because everyone wore a mask. So for me, and they're studying, like literally the CDC that said they were going to study to see exactly what happened in that circumstance because everyone was indoors, which is problematic. Although in that type of salon, you're in and out pretty quickly.
How do you like this segue, Serenade? The American Family Farmer is one of these shows that I do along with Good Day Health and Your Hidden Power every week and the Countdown Show. I'm very proud of what we're doing here. And as a matter of fact, for the last 3 or 4 months, we've added at least one new station a week to this broadcast, which is heard pretty much around the country on weekends. A lot of the same stations that carry this program, but a lot of stations that don't are interested in the food supply. This is about family food and the farm. That's basically what this show is about. And so the one that is posted now at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, the podcast, is a focus on how we are changing our business, those of us who are still farming, changing our business plans to survive what is going on. And it's very interesting how dairy farmers especially, who have had such a tough time, are being very creative. It's kind of the best of Americana. If you can't be creative on the farm, then where can you be creative? And a lot of people are really getting into that and understanding where food comes from. Agricultural production is way up this year on small farms and bigger farms, but small farms, medium-sized farms especially. So that story is told every week. The podcast is at theamericanfamilyfarmershow.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel. The politically correct thought police are at it again at Clemson University, where professors can no longer expect students to come to class on time. Campus diversity training materials now suggest that expecting people from other cultures to show up on time is racist. Instead of teaching students the kind of responsibility that will be required in the job market, these professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided policy. I spent several years teaching college classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque, you know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem, and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Time now for our weekly visit and help from Laura Banks, who is an internationally known actress, author. She's an astrologer, and that's where she comes in here, because astrology has become we were talking earlier on in the program about the impact of astrology. We've certainly been talking a lot about all of the planets in retrograde. Mercury's about to come out of retrograde. I know a lot of people that would tell you, and they probably have, Laura, that this one hasn't been too pleasant. Some of them are easier than others. Why would this one be tougher? Is it because all the other planets that are in retrograde as well?
Well, the other planets and the fact that we're in an alignment of eclipses, that really whenever there's four eclipses in a row like we're just experiencing, mm-hmm. things are coming to an end. Things are beginning. And connection of Cancer and Capricorn, I kind of hinted on it in a minute ago, that we're experiencing a lot of discomfort in our domestic situations. Mm-hmm. Of course we all are, because we're being thrown in a situation where we used to go out and have things to look at other than our spouse and our leaky faucet. And then also our careers, we're frustrated. We all want more. And that's that Cancer-Capricorn clash that comes up in a solar return. And I'm assuming these flares are probably also going to enhance that mm-hmm. experience of frustration in just about every aspect of our lives right now. It's hard. It's a hard time.
Do you agree that maybe in terms of constellations or stars, that we have a lessening of the virus, the influence of the virus, for whatever the reason, whether it's, you know, physically it has changed its form a number of times, but it just seems like that's not, and going forward, even though a lot of people, especially in the news media, will try to hype it up, and there'll be a lot of people trying to sell drugs and sell vaccines that are all nonsense because they're not going to work, we're kind of relaxing from that, even though its presence, I think, will be felt for the rest of the year, and a lot of people still get it. There's a certain
Well, the more times it goes around, the more times it goes around, Doug, the weaker and weaker it gets. There's that first strain, that first hit, that front row that took it, right? And now as it mutates, it's mutating, and it's not. We had 265 deaths yesterday. We used to have. I follow it every day. We had 700-800 usually, but when Jupiter and Pluto and Saturn first came together as a conjunction, that was the big nuclear explosion, and it's still there. But now it's not gone away, but we're all now in the rhythm of understanding emotionally, psychically, physically what's going on. So we don't feel it as hard. And the thing is diminishing, right? Anything at the beginning is stronger. Uranus and Taurus is not going anywhere. And that's just so ground forming, life changing that in November at the time of the election, we have another enormous astrological thing happen that's going to change the construction of our institutions. So we are in the middle of a massive change on every level.
So
that's not going to change, but we're all adapting
all of
to
this,
it differently.
It all started with the virus, the attention and the disruption, and then the focus on Black lives and what's going on, the frustration people have, the straw, if you will, George Floyd, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Here and around the rest of the world. That's not going away, I don't think.
No, it's going to change everything.
Yeah, and it'll change the outcome of the election.
It will.
I think.
I predict a major disruptor, though, and I hope Joe Biden is strong, because I think he's our man, and I just hope that Joe is okay. Because it's going to be hard to be a politician in November. Any politician is going to have a lot of challenges.
Mm-hmm. Well, challenges in that they will lose their election. Is there going to be a nice groundswell? Because it'd be nice to see a lot of faces, some of these old fossils that have been around forever. That's my own read on it. Time for them to hit the road. Is that going to happen? But do the stars indicate that's the kind of disruption? Because I think the political realities are there's going to be lots of attempts by the Chinese, for example, the Chinese government, the Russian government, the Iranians to mess with our election.
I think that we're really in for something that I can't even predict. I'm not a real predictor.
Right.
I look at the stars. I can tell you that it's unrecognizably profound how much will be coming in November in the arena of thought leaders like Trump and Biden. I think Biden will win, but he's going to have to overcome some kind of major disruptor that even Democrats like myself are going to have a hard time embracing. But we will, because it's that or what I feel is just a horrible man. I'm sorry, I'm getting political here, but
There's nothing in that that's
I'm not here in the villages where it's all happening in Florida, and it's just awful.
Yeah. Well, there certainly is excitement on the horizon. I think you can put it that way, whether it's positive or negative.
Opportunity,
That's it. Opportunity for change. Laura Banks is here with us every week. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.